Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Steve Livengood. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, LaVon.
It's the time of year again to talk about bell ringing.
It is. There's no snow on the ground, but there's bells in the air, I hope.
Yes. Well, I think we've had just a little bit of snow that kind of got people into the mood to going, okay, this is the season.
If it's not the snow, certainly the sales will be. And all, yes, it is the season, without a doubt. I was down at the police department. Folks are just given to them like crazy for Shop to the Cop, and the toys are coming in, and it is the season for giving.
All right. Yep. And so giving is what all this is about that we want to talk about, the bell ringing for Salvation Army. So when is this happening, Steve?
Well, we're going to start actually on the 28th of November, so like the day after the day after tomorrow.
Yeah
really, really soon. We're only doing four weekends this year. You know, it's just the way the calendar fell out. We only work on Saturdays, so basically we're doing 4 days this year. That does not include the realtors. They're doing a whole separate day themselves. So actually 5 days to have the opportunity to give.
I was going
to
say, for the folks out there who are going to see the bell ringers, there'll be
5 days.
Okay.
There'll be one Friday and then 4 Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know that you're going to want some volunteers, but when you mention the realtors, they kind of do their own thing, and where are they located?
The realtors do kind of take care of themselves, and really, about all I do for them is get them the equipment. I believe they'll be at Hy-Vee and Fairway. I'm not sure, because like I say, they just kind of take care of themselves.
Okay.
And that's really kind of the same thing with the Hy-Vee location, too. The Kiwanis do that. Dave Hancock takes care of that by himself, too, so I don't really have to do anything at all with that. I'm just letting folks know that there'll be 4 locations, actually, on the Saturdays, one at each one of the Walmart or locations, at Fairway and at Hy-Vee. I don't do the Hy-Vee one. I don't schedule it, but that will be there also.
But it's good to share the job, Steve.
Absolutely. I mean, because it's you see that as like, well, I thought that you were just at Walmart. I am just at Walmart, but that doesn't mean we won't be at Hy-Vee also. So,
right.
Yes, it is good just to spread it around.
You bet. So we know those are the locations in Atlantic. And it starts, as you said, the 28th, so each of the following Saturdays
in
December.
Each of the following Saturdays. And I believe that the realtors are going to do theirs on the 4th of December, which is the Friday prior to our second weekend. We'll be there on the 28th of November, the 5th of December, the 12th of December, and the 19th of December, just the Saturdays only. We're working 1.5-hour shifts, so we're going to go from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. So
you have a few openings that you'd like to have some volunteers for?
I assumed that the ones that weren't already cared for, you were going to take care of them. So
Maybe not.
No, seriously, if you get to looking at it, I mean, there's 4 locations, 3 locations that I have to worry about, 3 locations, 4 shifts per location. I got to find 12 people every day that we're going to do it. So, yeah, I have a lot of open slots. That being said, I'm looking right now at the schedule that was done last year. Of course, we had it complete last year, so we can do it completely this year. So I know who did it all last year. They haven't told me that they're wanting to do it this year, which is kind of why we're here. You need to call me and let me know.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean that we don't have opportunities available, because first come, first serve.
And if you haven't done this, this is a great opportunity. I mean, it's 1.5 hours, pretty much standing, ringing the bell, but you get to talk to people. You get to see. What I always love it when the little kids come by and put in their change.
I love it. You know, I've done all the locations. There are some worse ones than others and some better ones than others. And the times, it didn't really seem to make any difference. But you want to dress warm, unless it's cold, or unless it's not cold, and then you're okay. I'll have a mat for you to stand on, but that's about the best. Oh, I'll give you a mat, an apron, and a bell.
Right.
Anything else, you need to bring that along.
And a bucket.
And a bucket, yeah, yes. But you can't have the bucket. So, yeah, it's you need to dress warm. But, yes, the interaction with the folks is amazing. You're not really out there soliciting money. You're out there ringing a bell. The money will come. I mean, it just comes anyhow. I mean, I love it, you know, when I'm at one spot and then an hour later I'm in a different spot and it's like, do you put money in the bucket out there too? Yeah. But they walk by and they just put money in the bucket. I love it. The car pulls up in the parking lot, the family gets out, the kids, of course, they hear the bell, they look at mom and dad, they reach in their pocket, grab a dollar, they come up, throw the bucket in the dollar, the kids do it. It's just, It's really a cool experience. It really is.
And lots of holiday greetings and so on. So, yeah, it makes you feel good. And it goes for good purpose.
Absolutely. I think it's, I'm not into the administrative. I'm just doing the logistics.
You collect the money.
I collect the money and give it to somebody else, and they do whatever they do with it. No, I think we're doing like 90% of it stays within the county. I was talking with a police chief this morning. He's kind of the chair of the thing, I guess. Or maybe I am. I don't know. Well, anyhow, he does one part, and I do the other part. But they're doing the backpacks for kids. They do the food pantry. They do the shop with the cop. They do the lots of different programs.
And I'm thinking, and he can correct me, somebody can correct me, but I'm thinking that some of this money is available as needed. Doesn't all just go to a project, but there are some that's kind of kept
exactly,
in reserve.
Yes.
Because every once in a while, there's somebody who needs something now. And this
right, it's not a Christmas seasonal kind of
right.
thing. It is possible to get Salvation Army money in July.
Right.
Yes. It's not all just, well, this is what we're going to spend the money on this time.
So you feel good if you're the donator putting money in, knowing that most of that's going to be right here, and you're going to be helping somebody. You don't know who it is, but you're going to be helping somebody. And if your person standing there ringing the bell, you know that, hey, you're adding a little cheer, actually.
Absolutely. You know, I had one gal that she says she'd never done this before. What does she have to do? And I said, pretty much all you got to do is ring the bell. You know, if you want to say good morning, greet them, or something like that, you can do that too. You probably should. It's going to look bad if you don't. That's pretty much all you have to do. You know, you don't have to carry the bucket. You don't have to pick up the tripod. I do all that stuff. All you have to do is just stand there and ring the bell.
Show up at your assigned time, which, as you said, starts at 10 o'clock with hour and a half sections through. And so the last one ends at 4, correct?
Ends at 4.
So every hour and a half, somebody's going to come and replace you.
I will be there at the beginning of the shift or end at the end of the shift. There'll be a schedule on the little back of the sign, so you know who's supposed to be there to relieve you. That's not your problem if they don't, because when I am at the end of the shift and your relief is not there, then I get to ring the bell. And then I'll take it up with whoever was supposed to be there. But you don't have to stay late. You just stay for your time. The one thing that some folks don't understand is there's kind of a swing shift, because I have to travel from literally the east door of Walmart to Fairway, and I'm not like Santa Claus. I can't do that just on a wink. So I have to catch traffic lights and everything else. Thank goodness at least the road's built. So there would be a 10 or 15 minute. You bet.
Yeah.
But I'll be there.
Yeah. Count on Steve. And, you know, you said to contact you to volunteer, but we haven't told people how to do that.
Oh, I just assumed that everybody knew. Okay, here's how you do it. You can email me, which is preferable because then I have a record of it and I don't have to remember that stuff. My email is Applewood, but that's only one P. That's Applewood at Q, the letter Q, .com. Applewood at Q.com. Or you can call, leave a message on my machine, 712-243-5445.
And you're the Live and Good on Maple Street.
I'm the Live and Good on Maple Street, although if you call the other one, he will call me too. We kind of know each other's phone numbers.
Yeah. I wanted to comment on your email. First of all, I know a lot of people know you do a lot of woodworking. So that helped me. I've got it in my records now, but I used to remember, okay, it's a kind of wood. And then Steve is so unique, he has to have an apple with only one P.
You know, it way back in the day, we could only get 4 letters for an email address. And so my wife was a teacher, and so it's the apple for the teacher and a wood for the woodworker.
But we couldn't
get enough letters to spell out apple, but I thought apple wood would sound a lot better than apple wad.
Yes.
So and then the Q, I'm not quite sure. We got Quest, but they didn't give us all the – I guess we've just always been shortchanged
letters. So that's easy. Q.
Yeah.
I remember that. But, you know, and I'd forgotten about the apple for the teacher part.
Apple
so that's,
for the
yeah,
teacher,
that's a
yes.
great. Yeah, you guys are just thinking. Okay,
so
Applewood, Applewood at Q.com.
That's it.
That'll be how to get a hold of
it. And
Steve.
I don't have any junk mail folder set up, so you probably won't go in the junk folder.
Okay. I know you'll be checking the mail as you go along, because you want to have people volunteer. You need to do that now. It starts the 28th.
Now, because even for this weekend, I'm still short about 8 people
already.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah. Get on the phone, folks. It's a fun thing to do. You're doing a good work. Be sure to get a hold of Steve to volunteer.
I appreciate that. I really do. And everybody else does also.
You bet. Thank you so much, Steve Livengood, for coming in and reminding us that it is Salvation Army bell ringing time all over, but right here in Atlantic. And until next time, here's the thought. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create the fact.